kitchen? I'm coming. I'm coming. Hey, hot stuff. How are you? That's good. Did you get everything sorted out? Oh, great. I'm just gonna... Oh. Of course I missed you. You're not too bad yourself. I know. You don't have to be dressed up. You're always hot to me. Yeah, they're doing good. They finally sent Nicole a job offer, which was pretty cool to hear. And Liz is, well, she's still Liz, you know? Yeah. No, I didn't drink that much. I swear the drinks keep getting more and more expensive at that place. No clue. Just coasting on vibes and decor, probably. There's got to be a tipping point eventually, right? I mean, I only have so much money to waste on mediocre espresso martinis. So, I switched to well stuff pretty quickly, yeah. I don't mind, though. I was there with my friends, and that's what matters. Yeah? Okay, bartender. One glass of your finest box wine. I did. I had a good time. Aside from, you know, the way it always is when I'm out on a girl's night. I don't know, just, you know, some unwanted attention. Thank you. Bunch of, you know, pushy assholes trying to hit on me. It's no big deal. It's okay. It always happens when I'm out with those two. They're both aggressively single, so they bat their eyelashes and giggle at the slightest bit of attention. And then there's me, sitting with them wearing my promise ring, which you'd think would stop them, but... Yep, they think they're hot shit. That I'd just toss my ring away and go home with them the second they touch my arm. It would be kind of funny if it wasn't so insulting. Like, I look like the kind of person who would cheat? Exactly. See, you get it. It sucks that it works for them sometimes, you know? Yeah, that too, but it's like a satisfaction that's uniquely reserved for shitty people. I mean, okay, hear me out. Putting all feelings aside, assuming the relationship is just an abstract and that there's no actual emotional harm happening, without all that, you can kind of get why it would be, like, enticing, don't you? Okay, you are a man, and imagine you're totally devoid of empathy. Shut up. Don't interrupt. I'm trying to paint a picture here, okay? So you're a total douche. You show up at a bar, and you spot the hottest girl you've ever seen in your life. But when you go up and hit on her, she tells you that she has a boyfriend, or she's wearing a ring, or whatever. And if you're one of these guys who literally doesn't care about the consequences of your actions, all you see is a particularly difficult hole to get into, you know? Exactly. So they try anyway. And sometimes it works. Sometimes the women fall for it, for whatever reason, and they make a mistake just to feel good for a few hours. But for the guy, it doesn't matter. In his head, he's so charming and alluring that having a boyfriend isn't even a deal breaker when it comes to having sex with him. And that has to feel good. You see what I'm saying? Guys can only get that satisfaction if they suck. And I think that's kind of sad. I don't know. I think about you and how great of a guy you are and how you'd never ever in your life try to get with someone who's taken. But at the same time, I think guys like you deserve the feeling of those experiences more than the people who actually do it. Stuff that makes you feel really good about yourself, you know? I know. It's just, it's kind of a bummer. Well, I'm obviously not about to send you off to go hit on a married woman. I always want you to feel as good as possible. It's just that I think about how genuinely good people deserve that positive feedback so much more, you know? But it's inherently a bad thing to do. It's a catch-22, I think. What? This isn't a test, I swear. I trust you more than anyone. But do you get what I'm saying? These guys make girls cheat because it feels good for them. I'm not crazy, am I? There's a reason they do it. It's like this massive ego boost to, you know, take someone's girl or whatever. Yeah. So what if I wanted to, you know, try and give you some of that feeling? You know, pump up your ego a little bit. No, I do that plenty. But what if we did a little role playing? Right now, yeah. I'm on a bar stool. The island here is a bar. I have a boyfriend, and you're the guy who's coming over to hit on me. Would that make you uncomfortable, or do you think it sounds fun? Are you sure? I don't want you to feel differently about me. This would be for you. So, I only want to do it if you're 100% in. Yeah? Okay, stranger. Wait, give me your phone. Because you're connected to the speakers. There. Just setting the scene a little bit. Before you go, come here. I love you and I trust you. Do you trust me? Good. Now leave the room and walk back in to hit on me, stud. Let's put those acting lessons to good use. You got this, Emma. Sorry. The seat's taken. Yeah, it has been empty. I'm just waiting for someone. My boyfriend. Oh, you noticed that, did you? He's just running a little late. That's all. I don't know. I mean, probably just a few minutes here. So, yeah, sure. Have a seat, I guess. Oh. Yeah, thank you. Glad you think so. No, not really a special occasion, just like, you know, a date. Nothing crazy. I do. I like to make myself look cute. What can I say? Don't look at me like that. Well, it's like you're pitying me or something. I don't like it. Okay. Yes, he's late. We don't need to get into specifics, but significantly, yeah. It's fine. Okay, he's a busy man. It is fine. What are you insinuating? Okay, look, I am flattered, really, with all the attention and the eyeballing and... Don't even try. I was letting it go to be polite, but come on. Your eyes could not be more glued to my tits. Great job, by the way. You're really selling it. Where was I? Oh, you've been undressing me with your eyes since I walked in. I'm not blind, okay? I'm sure the confidence is charming to other girls, but like I said before, I'm taken. See this? It is a ring. Yes, a promise ring. Doesn't make it any less... I'm not sure where he's at right now. Yes, it's true. Happy. He was supposed to be here 45 minutes ago, and he has not, you know, communicated with me here. No, that's not. Cut it out. This ring means something. You know that, right? No, that's exactly what it means. I'm off the menu. Hey. Look at me. Eyes up here. Stop that. I'm in a relationship, and I am very faithful to him. There are plenty of other people in this bar for you to hit on, you know. Of course you do, because I'm the one you can't have. I'm the challenge. Isn't that right? Thank you, but flattery isn't getting you anywhere. Well, I'm sorry. You seem very charming and well put together, but my boyfriend is on his way. I do know that. I just do. It doesn't matter how late he is. I love him. Yes. Here, see? He just texted me. He said that he's an hour away. Stopped at his friend's place without telling me. After I got all dressed up. Do you want to do a shot with me? Tequila? Yeah? Hey, bartender. Can we get a couple tequila shots, please? His tab. Oh, don't give me that look. Aren't you trying to woo me? Buying me a drink is like step one. No, you're not wooing me. Don't get it twisted. I'm abusing your sexual interest for free booze. Oh, God, why did I say that? Thank you. Just use your wine. To the bonds that bind us, may they ever hold strong. Wow, that is the smoothest tequila I've ever had. Excuse me, what kind of tequila was that? Huh, Franzia? Never heard of it. You're getting me all loose. Yeah, but you agreed to it. A gentleman? Oh, right. That's why you're hitting on someone else's girl. You're very transparent. Has anyone ever told you that? You're not fooling me or yourself. I don't know yet. It's either bold or just plain stupid. I'll let you know when I find out. No. In a friendly conversation, you don't keep eye-fucking the other person after they call you out on it. Touché. So what you're saying is, I should tell you to stop now, huh? I mean, what other conclusion am I supposed to draw from that? Uh-huh. And in your mind, what is it that I want? That is your hand on my thigh. Right. No, don't. Don't move it yet. Just leave it there. Has anyone ever told you that you're an asshole? You know, for acting like this, hitting on girls with boyfriends, staring at their tits, putting your hand on their thighs. How often do you do this? Trying to hook up with taken girls? I don't believe that for a second. Because you're way too good at it. I didn't say that. You're acting like you already got me. Oh. Well, how can you be so sure? What if I'm about to throw my drink in your face and tell you to fuck off? Yeah, there's that irritating ego again. Allow me to remind you, I have a boyfriend. I am a good partner. And if you think a little attention is all it takes to... Well, that was a... Where are you going? The bathroom. Right. You better go take care of that. Hey, listen, I just came over here to tell you that that was a huge mistake, and I'm gonna leave, and, oh, oh God, hold on, wait, I'm serious, wait a second. This is wrong. My boyfriend's on his way. We can't. Hey. You're a dick. You are. Don't you care? Of course not. Yeah, grab my ass. Your hands are big. Has anyone ever told you that? Grab whatever you want. I'm clearly not gonna stop you. We have to be quick. I don't know what we're doing, but whatever it is, it has to be off fast. Oh God, yes, kiss my neck. I don't want to say it because this is wrong, and I. Okay. I'm getting wet. I am. Is that what you want to hear? You really want this, don't you? You want to fuck a taken girl? Is that it? Then tell me what to do, big boy. Yeah, I can kneel. Let me just feel this first. Oh, wow. Wow. Does breaking down other guys' girlfriends always turn you on this much? Or am I just special? I bet it does. You're such a fucking asshole. Your cock did not just twitch when I said that. Do I have to call you an asshole in bed more often? Sorry, let me just... I'm in a bar, you hit on me, cheating on my boyfriend. Got it, I'm back in. You're an asshole. But I guess I'm gonna kneel in front of you anyway, aren't I? Make me. You heard what I said. You didn't get this far by being respectful and asking politely, now did you? You brute forced your way into this. So, push my head down. Make me kneel. Nothing, that was just so fucking hot. I said it was hot. Careful, you're grabbing my hair kind of tight. No, baby, you're okay. I'll say red if I really mean it, okay? Okay. Ow. You should have warned me you had a loaded gun in your pocket. Fucking jumping out at me like that. A blowjob is barely cheating. I'm serious. It doesn't matter what he would think. He's not gonna find out. Then I guess I'm just gonna have to do a really good job sucking your cock then, aren't I? Sorry, give me a second. Right-handed. Why would I use my left? You're bad. You know that? Fine. There. Does that get you off? Yeah. Looking at the ring on my hand? Well, it's wrapped around your cock. Uh-huh. God, you're so fucking cocky. I guess I'm not really helping that by jerking you off, am I? Why? Text him what? Yeah, I'll ask how close he is. There. What's the matter? Afraid my boyfriend's gonna show up and kick your... Yes, not. Jesus. Fucking shove that cock in my mouth again. Force it down my... fuck. Wait, he texted me back. My tits. Okay. I'll just pull my dress down, okay? How's that? There you go. Enjoy. Yeah, grab him. Let me just see what he said here. Oh, he's stuck in traffic. I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah. Good, I guess. Hey. Fuck my mouth again. Come on, use this hole. Oh, you suck. Yeah, ruin my makeup with your cock. My boyfriend. I put this makeup on for my boyfriend. I'm a whore. Fine. Your whore. I'm your whore. I'm your personal little whore. Just yours. Yes. No one else's. Okay, where do you want me? Yeah, I can bend over the sink. Let me just... Are you gonna fuck me? Yeah? I'm gonna put your cock in this taken little pussy. Alright. Take my dress up and pull my panties to the side then. I haven't had sex with anyone else since. Yeah. Turns out I don't cheat on my boyfriend all the time. Go figure. Just with you, apparently. Guess you're special, so enjoy that. Oh, okay. I'll bend over and spread myself for you. What's wrong? Face the mirror. I'm not sure that's... fine. Yeah. Here. Hey. Wait. Do you have a condom? Yeah, of course we do. My boyfriend doesn't fuck me without condoms. I am on birth control. I don't know. I just like the added protection. I don't know if that's such a good idea. Okay. I said okay. Yes, you can. You can fuck me raw. I need it. Please. I said, I need your bare cock inside of me. Please. I'm so fucking horny. I just need it. I am a horny slut. No. No, I don't want to wait for him. I want your cock. I don't know why, I just do. Because you're hot and confident and demanding and... Yes, it feels good. Oh, God, it feels fucking good in me. Oh shit, he's calling. Yes, right now. I have to answer. He knows I'm waiting for him. Just stay right there, okay? Don't move. Hey, baby. Nothing. Just in the bathroom, fixing my makeup. Are you still on your way? Are you crazy? Sorry, I put you down to, reapply something. Traffic. Yeah. No. I didn't hit any on my way. Here. Yep. Doing great. Why? Actually, maybe now that you mention it, I think I am feeling a little weird. Let me call you back in a couple minutes. Okay. Yep. Love you. Bye. Did that feel good? Yeah? You're such a fucking dick for that. It's like you want him to find out. Oh, because you're a fucking asshole. I'm in trouble. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Does he feel good? Good. Take it. Take it just like you fucking took me. Fuck, you're fucking me so good. It does. Oh, your dick feels amazing. Yeah. Better than my boyfriend's. No, he doesn't fuck me this good. No one's ever fucked me this good. No. Oh, I don't want to look in the mirror. Fucking make me then. Fuck. Yes. Pull that hair tight. Yeah. You're inside me. You're fucking me. I'm a horny slut. Horny, unfaithful slut. Say what? I have a boyfriend. Like, what? Earlier. Okay. I have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. Yes. Fuck that pussy. Fuck that taken little pussy. Yours. I'm all fucking yours. This tight pussy belongs to you. Just you. Only you. I'm your whore. I am. I want to be your cum dump, too. Yeah, I want to take your cum. No, I don't let him come inside me. This cunt doesn't belong to him, does it? Pound me. Fucking ruin this pussy. Ram your cock into me and pump me full of your cum. Please. Fuck. Yes. Give it to me. Give me your cum. I need it. I don't care if my boyfriend's on his way. I need you to fuck your cum into me. Please, come inside me. Come. Please, come in me. Please. Fuck. Yes. Fill me up. Fill this tight little Tegan cunt with your cum. Yes. Holy fuck. Oh, fuck. That was unbelievable, baby. Wow. No, no, no. Stay inside me. Just another second, okay? Okay. That was really... Hi. Are you okay? Did you enjoy that? Yeah. It was fun, wasn't it? Ugh, obviously you got to come inside me, but like, you know, the rest of it was fun too. The role playing. Go ahead. Also, oh my god, when I asked you the condom thing, I was so glad you didn't break. Yeah, I was afraid you were gonna think I was being serious about putting a condom on. I know that you know we don't use them, but in real life, you'd never ignore something like that. You know the guys who actually try that stuff in real life would want to hear pretty much exactly what I said, though, right? What I'm saying is, great job with the scene, partner. I love you. I'm happy you liked it. We should, you know, keep doing this. Well, not this exactly, but like role-playing. I liked it. Gives us a chance to do things we wouldn't or shouldn't do otherwise, you know? Yeah, I can think of some more ideas. Don't you worry about that. Now go. Yes, out of the bathroom. Your cum is dripping down my legs. I need to clean up. Okay, go.